1 week now, the teachers went on a strike for impact money. So their demand was they won't receive the impact money. Then I have to lobby around to get the minister himself to come and explain the condition to them. So they started their strike actual on Tuesday that they need that money.
Okay, Mr. Karim, in brief, what led to the pupils coming to vandalize your office?
Exactly. This is the source. Because once there is a strike in the school, once the teachers are not going to the classes, and these people is, for them, what they were shouting of was, please, we need the teachers to come and teach us in our class. And yesterday, Monday, one of the striking teachers, he went himself to P6 class and demanded from the people's report card fee. Then the people's told him, no, they have to pay to the bursar of the school. So the people's, who was led by the class monitor, came to the office, and then he reported this. When we call upon that teacher, he even got angry.
Okay, would you like to tell us that the whole problem started from the teacher going to P6 class and instigating the whole incident here?
Now, when the teacher himself was suspended, because today, Tuesday, the Honorable Minister said all the teachers who went on a strike in this school should go and meet him personally so that he can talk to them. So I had to suspend him. I told him, you are suspended from school activities today, that was yesterday, Monday, until he can go and when they meet the authority, then he can come back.
Yeah, Mr. Karim, most of the pupils here are saying it's because of the suspension, and according to them, they termed it to be a dismissal of their only active teacher who teach them very well, that led to their anger. Why are you reacting immediately before the pupils like that?
I cannot take you back to that teacher, because that is a criminal case. First of all, when I can call for you now, pupils of primary three, that particular teacher, Mr. Tichangana, is their English teacher, and he has not taught them this term. I don't know how many times he has entered their class. And the same teacher is coming and sitting only in the office and under the tree. He doesn't want to enter the class. So I don't understand, because me myself, I was asking them this morning. I said yesterday, why did you go on a strike? Why were you throwing stones on? They could say, no, we don't know the teacher. So for them, they don't know the real thing.
This school has been existing for long, and this could be a first scenario affecting the smooth running of this school. Why do you think it is happening now?
Actually, the crisis of this country, you cannot blame it on anybody. Because if they talk of their small incentive they have been getting in this school, because here in this school, at least a teacher gets 1,200. So now, this is not going to bring down the school.
Karim, you're saying this school will not collapse, but our eyes are telling us now there's no activity taking place in the school. How are you going to bring back the teachers?
Now, the teachers, you came late. The teachers already came, and they had already a brief meeting here. They themselves told the headmaster that he should go to the ministry and apologize on their behalf. So we have already amicably solved this problem.
Okay, what is your advice to remedy the situation?
My gallant teachers everywhere, this issue of unnecessary strike is not good, because we are the eye of the country. We are the one training all this. Maybe teachers come from the teachers themselves, doctors, and so on. So when a teacher misbehaves like this, it is very dangerous, because a teacher is everything for the country. I can say that, teachers, let us change our ways of doing things.